I'm basically in Enoch Graveyard, and just in front of me are the ruins of Enoch Church. So while many will know that the tower house is long gone, the gable wall remains intact here. And just before we came on air, I took a walk about, and there are many interesting headstones here dating from the 17th century. And as you said, this area is just one of the many sites along the Plantation Trail, and a map has been designed to highlight each of the 8 sites featured in the project. Well, I'm joined this morning by Dr. Robert Mertland and Caroline Dixon, who are committee members of the Foyle Civic Trust. Just before we came on air, Robert, you were telling me that your grandparents on your mother's side are buried here.
Yes, that's correct. They were Ross, Scottish origin, and so there's very much a kindred connection, if you like, with the graveyard, with my family. And also, as they say in Derry, I was reared here. We owned land beside the lake also, so I have very happy memories of this place over the years.
There's a lot of history here as well.
Yes, a great deal of history, just dating back even to after the Ice Age, when the first settlers or people would have arrived here. It was probably a very desirable residence to live because of the fishery resources, the woodland and the water. And then perhaps the earliest recorded settlement is the old church here, about 600 AD or thereabouts. And what we see now is what remains after perhaps Cromwell did his thing on it some time ago.
And Caroline, you have brought one of the maps here with you this morning. Just describe what we're looking at here.
We're standing here looking at the old church in the graveyard here. As you said, surrounded by many interesting graves.
And tell us a little bit more about the map.
Well, the project was to feature various graveyards, houses, other buildings, and the village of Eglinton all around Derry to complement what's been done about the plantation within the city. And it takes us around from here at Enoch. You can go to Ardmore and visit Ashbrook House, which is one of the oldest houses. The ashes came from Devon way back in 1500 or thereabouts and built the first house. And it goes on Beech Hill, it's the history of the Skipton family, out to Cumber, where there's another fascinating old graveyard, and on out to Lerman Castle, and finishes round at Prehen House and back up to Boom Hall and Calmore Fort.
Thank you both very much for joining us here this morning. So copies of the trail can be downloaded, or you can pick one up from the council offices as well.